up with that? Because I mean, I don't know. You know, I grew up with a single mom, so maybe that's kind of what led me to
Well,
cooking.
that's what's up. That's what's up. And I had just recorded my first episode, Single Moms with Power. So, I'm trying to encourage both men and women to, kind of take a listen and continue to listen because, I mean, I want to try to bring some real stuff to the
Oh.
table, not no DIY shit, not
Okay.
no, this is what you do with your kids because your kids grow up. And
Right.
then what do you do? So
Right.
you sound like a grown man.
Yes, ma'am. I
And,
try to think of myself as one.
yeah. And so I have a 25-year-old. He'll be 26. And I also just had a 18-year-old. Well, she just made 18. So I'm like, my kids are grown. So what do you do then? You can't
I hear
stop
you
being a
on that.
mom.
Right. I hear you on
So,
that.
So
No,
what do you think for that?
I was gonna say, you totally right about that, man. I'm actually 29 myself, and yeah, you know, I grew up with a single mother myself. I think that yeah, you're right, man, because you know it's just really deeper than just the whole, you know, like once they graduate, you know, once they're out of the house, then now what, you know? It's yeah, they're still your children, you know what I'm saying? You still a mother, you still got a duty to do, you know. And you know, me, if anything, man, I'm a big advocate of trying to get, you know, if y'all, if the Most High blessed me with children, I would want to get my children, you know, independent as quick as possible, you know, like get them to learn a task, like not a task, but a
A
trade, or
trade,
yeah, you learn a trade, you know. So
But what do you do when your children don't want to get a trade? They think that, college is the easiest thing, and it's like you keep pointing out examples to them, and you keep saying, "Look at such and such. She graduated last year, and she's still trying to find a job," and nothing else excites them. So what do you do in that case?
That's and that's good. You know, I feel like every child's gonna be different. And, you know, some of them may not see, may not see what you see, you know, eye to eye with what you maybe kind of see best for them or what you kind of want for them. But I think that's even important too. I think that's important for them to kind of, you know, follow their heart, follow their passion, see what they, you know, see what it is that they like. But and then, you know, it's still your motherly duty to be like, okay, maybe you can go about it this way, you know. So it's yeah,
It's
it's.
hard.
I hear you. I bet it is. You know, so and you say you're a single mother, which.
Well, I just recently got married. You know what I'm saying? But I like to tell people I've been single longer than I have been a mom. I mean, married. You know what I'm saying? I've been a single mom longer than I've been a married mom. And it's a whole different dynamic, especially when you get married and your children are grown. It's like you're dealing with adults. You're not dealing with like a child growing up with a step parent. So I feel like it's just a different dynamic. Hello? Are you still there, Steve? Oh, okay. Yeah.
Hello.
So, yeah.
I'm so sorry. Okay, so you can hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, so I had to go through this garage and everything, man. I'm walking to work actually.
Oh,
So yeah, I
okay.
had to get out of this garage. But yeah, can you repeat kind of about a little bit what you're saying? You said something about you were single for how long? Or like a little bit longer than you said something about that.
I just got married like 2 years ago. I'll be
Okay.
celebrating my second wedding anniversary in June, but my thing is I've been a single mom longer than I have been a married mom. So it's a new
Okay.
dynamic for me. It's a new
Man,
thing.
that's crazy you say that. That's crazy you say that because I feel like, you know, I feel like a lot of women are going through that, you know, like, you know, not everybody, but that's a lot that's going on, especially within, you know, my community. We got a lot of women that's like, you know, like having children, not, you know, and not even being married, you know what I'm saying? That type of stuff. So, and we just, yeah, I hear you. And we do need to have these discussions to kind of just talk and just have, you know, grown up talk about it and see what we can do to better ourselves, both sides of it, men and women. Because I love to, I always say, man, if men knew better, we'd do better.
That's
But
right.
my focus is on women as well. I feel like if they knew better, they would do better as well. You know what I'm saying?
That's
we
right.
all do better.
And my whole focus of my shows, my podcasting and my mission basically is to let women know we gotta get ourselves together. You know,
I love it.
We do.
I love it, y'all. Yeah. And to bring this topic to maybe a little twist to it, just to give you a little bit of information about myself. My real name is Joshua, and I'm like from around the Dallas, Texas area. And to be honest with you, I'm a polygamist, and I've been studying that for a good 3 years now. And that's when I decided to really become one. About 3 years ago.
Okay.
And, it's really a surprising twist in my life. I never thought I'd become one of these. You know, I grew up very romanticized. I was mm-hmm. always like, yeah, baby, I only want one girl, you know what I'm saying? Life, da-da-da.
Right.
I grew up, I did a lot of research and studying and just trying to find myself. And this is kind of what it led me to, especially when I was about studying the scripture.
Uh-huh.
And I realized a lot of great men had multiple wives, you know, and stuff like that. And I feel like, you know, women out here, you know, damn, this is really crazy. Like a lot of women I talk to, they would rather raise children single than to be a second wife, you know what I'm saying? Or anything, and shit like that. Like, and it's kind of crazy. I talk to them and sometimes they'd be like it's crazy. They'd rather be a piece than to be a second wife. And I hate to say, you know, they just turn like side and stuff like that. They were like, some of these women would rather be that than to be a second wife. And I'm like, listen, it's all about having a man in your life to be a father figure to your children. And we all want, you know, the children want their father in their life. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They real father in their life. Kind of look at like, you know, I can never, you know, I look at my mom, I look at my family, and I don't want that for my family. You know, but you know, it made me who I am today. But you know, I still don't want that for my family. You know, I wouldn't want my wife or baby mother to grow up and raise children by herself.
Right.
And so, you know, I kind of look at it like the son loves their mother, and I'm like, how can these guys out here? Yeah, be like, oh, I'm only here for my son. I'm only here for my daughter. And I'm like, bro, your daughter and son love their mother.
Right.
So, like, how does it make you, how can you even compute that to you know, not want to take care of her and make sure she's good? I mean, like, happy, like, good, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, she needs whatever she needs, that's what she needs.
That's right.
Sorry.
Hey, you're bringing up a little bit. I hear you walking.
Right. I'm sorry, I actually took my headphone out on accident. But yeah. But I hope you caught some of that. I'm sorry if I was kind of breaking up.
I feel you. And see, what I'm learning is the fact that I have to let my children be who they are. I can't have them be somebody who I wanted them to be back in the day. That you know, times have changed.
Yes.
Between, you know, my generation and their generations. You know, my children are 8 years apart. So one generation is a whole lot different than this one. I mean, they kind of similar, but it's really not, because these 17, 18 year olds that's coming up now, oh my God. It's like they on some whole other shit.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Compared to the ones that are 25 and older, like in your you know, age range. So I'm learning that, and I'm, as a mom, you know, not taking away from me in my new life as being married, but just me as a mom. I've been dealing with these kids, you know, for a long time, and seeing them change and stuff. So you would hope that your children want to find something that they're happy in and that they're comfortable in. So you practicing, you know, polygamy, and you studied it, you looked at it, and you feel comfortable with it. Now, who's to say 10, 20 years from now, something might be different in your dynamic, not in your thought pattern, but in your dynamic, you know? And we've seen that on TV, we've heard about it on the news, everything. People change. And a lot of times, we want our children to be who we want them to be. And they're forever changing in this ever-changing life of ours or world of ours. So I definitely understand where you're coming from. I don't pass judgment on you because, you know, even if I've known you or whatever, guess what? That's your life. That is your life. And for me, and the hardest thing for moms is when it's close to us. you know. So you come to your mom with this, and your mom like, "Whoa, wait a minute."
We joke around a little bit nowadays. She know I'm coming from now. At first she was like, "What?" And he all some other shit.
Right.
But you know, now she lets you see where I come from, and you know, it's all from a good place. Much love, you know. We still joke around about it now, but it's not, you know. And then, you know, she still ain't with it.
She's like, I don't know.
Right now, I'm currently with the woman of mine, who I love dearly. And she, you know, ever since I met her, I told her, you know, and she's still been around. She's been holding me down, supporting me. And you know, I love her for that. And, you know, and my mom's like, you know, she's like,